We asked Lac La Biche and District Chamber of Commerce President Dave Phillips about the options for community members to take in the next three nights of candidate forums in Lac La Biche County. The events, co-sponsored by the Chamber and the Lac La Biche Post, will run from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, Tuesday, October 5, tomorrow, October 6, and Thursday, October 7. Each event will be broadcast from the Bold Center's community room. Tonight's event will feature the four mayoral candidates. Wednesday night will have the council candidates from wards 1 to 4 and Thursday night will welcome the candidates from wards 5 to 7. The mayoral candidates are also expected at the Wednesday and Thursday events. The community has a variety of ways to see and hear the events, as well as asking questions of candidates. In person, online and on the air are the choices, Phillips says, adding that COVID-19 measures are in place that will restrict occupancy at the Bold Center venue each night. First, in person, there is a strict 165-person limit each night, says Phillips, explaining that a virtual broadcast of each night will also be available to residents. Online viewers will also be able to ask questions through a moderator. Second, hear and see, via Facebook Live from the comfort of your home, car or business. Questions via chat will be monitored. Please be kind. The Facebook Live simulcasts are expected to be available on the Post's Facebook page and the Lac La Biche and District Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. The third option is through a localized FM radio signal with a reach best heard from the west parking lot of the Bold Center. The on-air broadcast can be heard at 106.9 FM. Due to COVID measures, says Phillips, the west door access to the Bold Center will be locked. So if you are coming to get in the community hall, you must park in the east parking lot at Bold Center and walk to the hall across the width of the Bold Center, he said, reminding the public that mask use is mandatory inside the building. Sanitizing measures will also be carried out inside the community hall. Phillips reminds anyone attending the events to be courteous and respectful of others. Please be kind to volunteers. COVID has made us all a bit sensitive, he said. Everyone in the room will need to mask and distance. Speakers will be allowed to unmask to speak. They each have separate mics assigned to them.